Excellent. Firstly, congratulations on getting your shot in the UFC. One professional fight and here you are in the UFC. This must feel very surreal to you right now, yeah?
Very surreal. It's crazy, man. I've been saying I expected to get here to the UFC one day. That was my dream and my goal. But I didn't expect it today. I didn't expect it this quickly.
Brilliant. And how have you found the sudden media attention? Because it's from having one professional fight, all of a sudden, bang, it's all gone crazy for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been fun, man. It's been a fun couple weeks since me and my dad were watching the Robbie Lawler Condit fight, and all of a sudden my face pops up on the preview for that. We were around it like 10 times. But yeah, it's been crazy, man. Ever since then, it's been nuts.
Let's rewind all the way back. First off, what do you do when you're not training? Have you got a day job? What do you do in between training sessions?
I teach classes. I used to teach kid classes. Now I just teach I teach adult classes at Gracie, New Jersey. Jiu-Jitsu gym I've been at since I was 16. I used to teach at Miller Brothers, which is where I taught kids, which is Jim and Dan Miller, UFC fighters. But, now I train and I teach classes. That's it.
Okay.
That's all.
And how many amateur fights did you have before you took that pro debut the other week?
I had three. I had three amateur fights. I was 3-0. And then I was trying to have a pro fight since like the summer. And I finally got one in November. And, that was the one Dana White happened to be at. It's crazy.
Yeah, and I saw from a, I think it was an interview on UFC.com, I think it was. You obviously knew that Dana was going to be there, and you kind of decided in advance that you were going to call out Dana to actually get that CM Punk fight. Give us the mindset behind that. Obviously, I know you had all your family and friends in the crowd. Everyone had the bright orange T-shirts. Was all of this with that in mind, just to make as big an impact as possible?
Well, the T-shirts, that's been something I've been doing for, that was the third edition of that T-shirt. There, we'd done two different, we did a lion one, and we did a gorilla one, and that one was a crocodile. So the shirts was just something we like to do for everyone who came out and supported and bought a ticket. We had shirts made, and we'd give them a free shirt with every ticket bought. When I found out Frankie Perez, who owns Dead Serious MMA, was who I fought for that night, when he called me a little less than a month before the fight and said Dana White was going to be there, immediately I was like right as I hung up the phone, it was so obvious to me. I was like, oh, I'm going to call out CM Punk. He's the only guy in the UFC I could fight, because everyone else has, a bigger record. They signed him, and they needed to find someone with a like record, a record of, 1-0, 0-0, 2-0, so the commission would approve. So right as I heard he was there, I was like, this is a good opportunity for me. It was very calculated. I knew I was going to, I planned to do that.
And what's your opinion of CM Punk and him actually giving this a go and getting himself into the UFC?
I think it's a ballsy move. I think, I respect him. He's he made himself a superstar in professional wrestling. He's obviously, a special guy. But I think, he comes into MMA against not, any MMA fighter, he's going to be in trouble, but especially in trouble with me.
Okay, and first off, you've got this fight with Mike Jackson at UFC 196, so that in itself is a big deal. You've got yourself a fight on a pay-per-view UFC show. I think you're going to be on the featured Fight Pass prelim, which is fantastic. Following in some pretty decent footsteps there, you had the Dustin Poirier Joe Duffy fight, and then obviously this past weekend we had Paul Felder putting on that great performance against Cruikshank. It's going to be your turn next. How excited are you, CM Punk fight aside, how excited are you just to be on a big UFC card and making your debut?
I'm so excited, man. I, you know, I know we're talking about CM Punk because he's like the superstar in this, but all I'm thinking about is Mike Jackson. All I'm thinking about is this fight on the 6th. I know if I do what I can do, I'm going to come away with the win. And I know if I don't do what I do, all this is gone. So I'm focusing big time on Mike Jackson, and I'm ready to, you know, put a whooping on him on the 6th.
And tell us a bit about Mickey Gall, the fighter. What can people expect? What sort of fighting style? Because obviously we didn't see that much of you on the show. We obviously saw you getting the finish, the rear naked choke finish there. And, you know, we had a little bit of stand-up we saw on the show, but we haven't seen that much. So what sort of things can we expect from you on February the 6th?
You know, I don't want to disclose too much of what I'm going to do, but, I'm gonna hit him hard. I've watched Mike Jackson, and I see some vulnerabilities. He has good stand up. His stand up is probably better than his ground. I think I'm better. My ground on paper is probably better than my stand up, but I think I could beat him in either category if we start on the feet. So I'm gonna be coming out there and looking to hit him a little bit. I'll throw some big, strong punches, and if he stays awake there, then eventually I'll probably bring him to the ground. But I'm coming out there looking to hit him hard.
And obviously that previous bout that you had with Dead Serious, you knew that if you got that win, you were going to get that microphone, and you were going to have a message for Dana White. That opportunity might come again on February the 6th. If you get that win against Mike Jackson, you may well get the opportunity to grab that microphone again. What can we expect from you then? Are we gonna hear you ramping things up even more ahead of this fight?
Yes, that's an excellent question. I don't want to say too much to that, but yes, there will absolutely be. I'll have something to say on that microphone after I beat Mike Jackson on the 6th.
Fantastic, and
something of the similar to before. Yes.
Okay, great. And just in general, how do you see a fight with CM Punk panning out? Obviously, there's a bit of an unknown because we don't know that much about. Well, we don't know anything about him as a mixed martial artist. He hasn't competed yet, so there's a bit of an unknown quantity about him. But he's obviously training with some very high level people up there at Rufus Sport. So he's obviously getting a decent grounding, and I know he's been working his jiu-jitsu sort of on and off with the Gracie boys, but. But yeah, I mean, what can we expect if and when you end up getting in there with him? Maybe UFC 199 or UFC 200, it looks like it might be, one of those two.
Yeah, like you said, he's a little bit of a mystery. I know he's training at a great camp with Rufus Sport, which is, a phenomenal place to be. I'm going to prepare for him like he's the best fighter in the world. I'm going to train my butt off. I'm going to be, that's how I go in every fight. I expect, train like my guy is the biggest savage killer in the whole world. So I'm going to be, I'll be over prepared if anything. I think he's going to be used to the lights, used to like the big stage, he did WrestleManias and stuff, I'm sure. But I think when they lock that cage door and I'm in there, coming out, I'm looking to kill him. I think it's gonna really fare well for me. I think I'm gonna hit him and I'm gonna hurt him early.
And obviously, this is just the start of the Mickey Gall story as a professional mixed martial artist. So, in terms of your UFC situation, what is that in terms of your contract? Is it just one fight or two fights, or have they given you something a little bit more long term?
It's a little long term, but I think I lose and it could be gone right there.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm supposed to disclose about that, to be honest. But it's got to be one fight at a time, And you can get cut at any point. And I'm looking to win and make them never want to think about cutting me.
That's fantastic. Well, listen, all the best. Hope it all goes really well for you. Obviously, we got that fight at UFC 196, so looking forward to seeing you in action there, and looking forward to seeing what you do on that microphone afterwards. I'm a big fan of seeing fighters sort of take the initiative, and I spoke to Punk yesterday actually, and he was suitably impressed with the way you got the fight. It's something that he can associate with, having sort of spent a career on the microphone. So there's certainly some respect there for the way you've managed to get yourself this fight. So looking forward to seeing how it pans out for you, Mickey.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Simon. I appreciate it.
Great stuff. All the best, and I'll see you in action in a couple of weeks.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Cheers. Thanks very much.